The slaps coming through.
Yeah.
That shit fire, SZA. I'm sorry. That SZA album is just crazy. SZA just, she just be having that shit, man. But y'all know what the fuck it is, man. This is Not Relationship Goals Podcast. This is episode 111.
Okay.
It's your boy Chillin' Dylan, but you can call me Chillin' because that's what I be doing.
I don't know about that.
And as always, I got my lovely wife with me,
Big K.
And the little one. Not the little one. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You know, if you, know you say and the little one, that's better than just the little one.
I don't know what y'all women be saying. So.
Big K, not the little one. Because you're like, yo, little. So, no, hold that little. Just be.
But we got to stop it, man. Like, women, y'all got to, I don't know. Yeah, maybe y'all just not as vocal. But y'all have to take back some of this shit.
Like what?
Like, y'all letting niggas talk like y'all and everything and not saying nothing.
Why is it on us to take it back? Like, maybe you niggas should just
It's y'all's. Like, y'all letting people, like, guy, like, and some of that shit's a guy, that shit like is us. Like, just shit like that. Like, you hear a nigga say that, like, oh, it's Big Chillin', not the little one. Like niggas say, period.
Big
nigga.
Draco. When you hear rappers like Big Draco, not the little one, y'all would never be like, oh, that nigga sounds crazy.
Nah, you gotta, you can't rest put in it peace. In the same way as, oh, I thought you were talking about Soulja Boy.
No, but I mean, it's so, you know what? That's what
I thought Big say. Draco was Soulja Boy, no?
I don't think the guy Draco that passed. I don't know. No, that's Draco as well. Please stop that.
But no, y'all got to take this shit back because niggas is... Everything y'all say, niggas is saying it.
Like...
Y'all don't feel no type of way about this shit?
No. Listen, just like everything black people are saying, the world is saying, do we feel some type of way about that shit?
Yeah, but women, y'all got to be able to teach it to yourself.
Stop trying to... You are always trying to harass women about what we need to be doing. Focus on what men should be doing.
Because I need y'all to take y'all shit.
No, I need y'all
I'm sick of this shit. Y'all letting these men just run around here with purses.
Okay, listen.
Like, y'all have nothing left. What's wrong with
a man wearing a purse? And the thing is, wouldn't it be for other men to keep men in line? That's not for a woman to do. It's not me to be like, oh, you can't do this. Y'all should be telling men what they should and shouldn't be doing. Not me.
Yeah, that's not our bag.
Like, it's not our bag either.
That is y'all bag.
It's not my bag to tell.
They literally are wearing. Bag. They're literally wearing y'all bag.
It's not a bag for me. It's not my bag for me to tell a man what he should and should not.
Like, all right, let me. Like, y'all can't. Nothing that y'all have, whether it be clothes, shoes, accessory items. Niggas is buying all this shit. Like, y'all don't go to the store and be like,
damn, I wear men's clothes too, so that's fine. I'm good with that. Well,
women don't have a problem with it too. Hey, who the fuck am I to say something?
So quit trying to force me to have a problem. Yeah, I'm fine.
They're okay with y'all stealing all that shit.
I like it.
Continue to steal it.
Dress like me, sis.
They clearly don't give a shit. They clearly don't give a shit about it.
Come on, sis. Dress like me.
That shit ain't cool.
Let me borrow your bag, honey.
All y'all niggas, y'all... Hey, y'all leave something for these women. Stop taking everything. Like, it's cool to just... Them shoes that came out, them Jordan exclusive, that's for women. Let them be for women. It's okay.
Why? We take stuff that's for men? Like, I don't understand the
y'all, people. That's fine for y'all.
I like a unisex kind of man.
Okay. Go find you there. See, and this is why women, y'all will constantly have y'all shit stolen. And because y'all don't give a shit. You're not even taking it serious.
I don't own the bag for it to be stolen. Like, I don't own it. Yeah. It's not mine.
I can see a man wearing a purse nowadays or whatever the hell they call it.
To hold all of his things. Like, the modern day man carries a lot around.
I don't shit. You I gotta. Get your nose. I don't carry that much shit around to where I need a.
I fucking... said the modern day man. You're an old school man. The modern day man has a lot of things. Please that tell he needs me what.
Please let me know what accessories they are carrying.
What? Okay, maybe I want to change my Apple straps, my watch straps. Okay, I got that.
Why the fuck would you not do that?
And if I'm a modern day man, I don't want to. What kind of shit is this? Why are my keys on my fucking belt loop? Ugh, I need to put them into something. Like, what are you doing? I don't want uneven hips by putting my wallet in my back or front pocket. No, it should go in something.
You can so only have your some, hips.
It should
can
go
only,
in something.
Your hips can only be uneven if it's in your back pocket.
I think that
because then you're sitting up higher on my side.
Yeah, but if
it's in your front pocket, it's not fucking.
It's still an uneven.
It's
weight.
Not okay. Continue on. What else? What else do they have? What else do they have?
Maybe hair products. Maybe I need to put some. Hold my brush while I'm out. My little sponge.
A brush. Sponge.
Hand sanitizer is pre-COVID era, so we need hand sanitizer everywhere. I need somewhere to put my extra masks.
That doesn't sound like too much. It sounds like all the shit my girl should be holding for me.
It sounds like, if I'm a man, I want to be accountable for my own things.
No, I want my girl to hold all this shit for
I don't know what's in her purse.
That
I, know
I
that
may, probably won't even need.
I don't want my own bag full of my stuff.
But I do see now, like, if you have one of those, whatchamacallit, I do want one. Hint, hint. But if you have one of them Apple Vision, Apple Vision Pros.
Well, I'm not wasting
I can see why you would need a purse. Because how you carry that shit around?
Why are you carrying that around anyway? I'm not wasting money on
you can
shit
use
like
it.
I'm not wasting money on
it's designed to be used.
Don't hint at me for
what's,
that.
What type of stuff is that?
Like what?
You say you're not wasting your money on that type of stuff. Yeah. What type of stuff is
it? Like you have a phone. You don't need an Apple Pro.
Why not? I love, you know I love technology.
Right. Well, I love to keep my money and not waste it.
Okay. Why the fuck am I... I didn't know sometimes why I even talk to you. Because you going to just keep going and talking some bullshit, as always.
So,
with these niggas back here.
Dylan, where you guiding us to? Come on, where you taking us to? Where are you taking us to, though?
Yeah, we can hear y'all, yes. Yes, we can hear y'all. And yeah, we can hear all that. What do you mean, where am I taking you to?
Yeah, where we going? Where we going?
Where they go to where?
All right, since then, when we keep on in around. Okay, so we did Snooze, I Can't Lose. Let's go on to what I'm thinking. Okay, snooze time. That's what I'm thinking about. So, time frame. Okay, so we've gone over this before, but let's do it again. Maybe a little different. So, I've asked you before about the question about, like, what's the time frame that it takes to heal or move on from, like, a relationship?
Hit the snooze button. When you wake up. And it's time to move on.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You just said how much time is it okay to move on from a relationship, though?
How many times do you press snooze?
It depends. How long was you together with that? The last,
that's what I'm going to say. Does it depend on how long you were together, how bad it ended? What if we were together for 8 months, but it was a very intense 8 months?
usually the short ones, honestly, like if you think about it, the short ones are probably more intense because you get a lot of that fire in the beginning. You know what I mean? So, like, if it don't last past the fire getting, like dimmer. Or what's the word I'm looking for? Like you know, you got this great big fire.
It's dimming.
Okay, dimming is the word.
We're going out.
I feel like that is when it's, like, really bad. When you break up, like, early like that. Because it was so much passion and fire in the beginning. That those same feelings are now like angry feelings.
Okay.
So how passionate and fiery you were, now you really feel that same way about that person now.
Yeah, but I feel like if it's a short time frame, like I haven't, like, you're not so involved in my life where it's like a super untangling. I feel like that's where you need healing because I'm not trying to untangle all these things, but it's not really much to unravel here.
I mean, you got to just
it's
move
her
on.
Feelings.
Some people just don't know how to move on.
Okay.
Some people don't. But I do feel that there is no time limit on it. Like, when a person wants to move on, move on. Like, don't let nobody dictate what your time frame is. Like, if you feel like it's been a month, a week, or two, and you're ready to move on, then move on. But I will say, like,
you think a day is too short a time? 2 days?
Yeah, because you
just said there's no time limit on it. Now you're going to put a time limit on it.
The only reason I say that is because Sorry. No, I take that back. You are correct. I do agree with that. But I will say, some people out there need to heal first.
Yeah, but sometimes the best way to heal or to move on is to, what they say, to get over somebody else. You need to get up under somebody else. Some people really heal that way.
That is true. That's most people. But honestly, like, I don't want to be up under anyone else. Just anybody.
Like, sexually.
Just being up sexually. Like, sex is just sex. What we're talking about, being up, like, you are a sick person if you just got a relationship and you already up under somebody else, like you in love. That's sick. Like, yes.
Like, maybe I'm just like trying to get myself in the mind state to move on.
To move on, but, like, you in love already again?
I fall easy. I love love. I love him.
Now, look, I'm not saying it can't happen. Because it can, but you got to think about, like, if your last situations and all just been short situations, then maybe you might want to go back to the drawing board.
Why? You know what it is? It's these guys that can't handle my kind of strong love. And I have to just, should you allow somebody else to deter you from who you are?
No.
I do believe that we should grow, but just because my relationships haven't worked out, does it necessarily mean that it's me? Like, does it always have to come back to me?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's you. No, usually it's a mutual thing. Sometimes it is one person, but usually it's mutual. Like, it's usually a 50-50 thing. Yeah, sometimes 80-20.
It takes a short time for me to figure that kind of stuff out too. Like, now if it's been a long time, then we just been ignoring this shit. But
I can agree with that. But I feel like you move on. I can say that the people that are able to move on quickly or whatever it is, like, I'm proud of them because it take a lot of courage.
Yeah, I think the best way to move on is to move on, okay?
What the fuck does that mean?
Like, get you somebody. Move.
Get your approval.
Yeah. Get back out there. Because I feel like...
But it takes courage. It takes courage.
Like, moving on take a lot from you, like a lot from your confidence. Like, just do what you need to do for you.
No, to even put yourself out there again, that takes a lot of courage. Because some people go through traumatic situations.
That's true, but I'm
like,
wonderful.
Like, bad breakups, all that shit. But, and which leads to a lot of people not able to put themselves out there again like that because they don't want to be hurt or whatever it is.
You don't think any of that has to do with soul ties? That soul ties are real? That's why we can't.
Nah.
When Kay said getting up under somebody is how you get over somebody, it's because you're like releasing yourself from that last person.
Yeah, but see, with women, y'all, this is what's scary with women. Y'all will have a whole nigga in y'all head that is like the nigga for y'all and be with a whole nother nigga forever, like maybe for the rest of your life. No, but this one nigga will always be with you. It's and I gotta deal with this nigga all the time.
No, you don't. It's my fantasy.
I think that happens with men too.
Men don't do that though. That's what I'm saying. Men don't really do that. Like, men have a girl like, oh, I liked her and she was cool and I loved her or whatever. But eventually, my new girl, if I'm really taking her serious, that other girl is going to be obsolete. Like, y'all will literally have this whole man in your head instead
of... We'll have a whole nother woman. We'll have a whole...
You're going to keep a picture of something somewhere or something.
Two whole different eyes. Like, you got
yeah,
all
yeah.
in their head have a picture of what... I think men make more logical decisions.
They compartmentalize better.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, I'll be with this person over here because financially these things, this, but there's no passion here. There's nothing.
That's
I don't
what
walk
I said.
In the house yeah. and want to see this motherfucker. Yeah. None of that. But then you'll be somewhere else and it'll be like, oh, every time she walked through the door, I just light up. But that's just not enough for y'all because y'all are also thinking about all these other things. Women, we tend to. That's why women will be married to a broke ass nigga for years who can't pay none of the bills. She don't mind. Right. Taking care of them because I just love them and that's mm-hmm. good. And that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Like, niggas will be with a whole chick, won't even know she got a whole nigga in jail that she just waiting for the nigga to come home. And then the nigga come home.
Who broke you for a jail nigga?
I know a lot of jail niggas. I seen this shit with
his
my own eyes.
His girl's getting a whole lot of global jailing calls.
I've seen this shit with my own eyes. Like, women, y'all will be... Like, Women, I don't, you know, no, you know what? I'm not going to say women because I agree with y'all. Men do the same shit. Yes. Men do the same shit. But when women do it, it's just different. Like, that shit just hit different.
You know why? Because you're not a woman.
Y'all's ego. That's why when we do it.
That's the same thing as, like, when y'all cheat, like, together. That shit different. Like, y'all be, y'all are, like, evil when y'all start doing little shit.
Is it evil? Yeah. You know what? I agree. I'm with Nick. It's evil to your ego.
No.
Like, when you cheat on me, it's hurtful, too.
Because, I will cheat on y'all discreetly. Y'all will be like, yeah, I got me. Look at my new nigga. Like, y'all do some shit, like, right in our face. Like,
okay.
The thing is, like, why is it evil now that it's being done to you?
That's what I'm saying.
Did you hear what I just said?
What you did was
yeah,
evil.
But did you hear what I just said?
What did you
do? I was sneaking around.
But the thing is,
you made it look. But then you, like, one night you just come in the house, but like, you didn't find out, you caught me cheating or whatever. You found out, you didn't catch me, but you found out I cheated. Then you just come in the house one night, like, oh yeah, I was just out. I fucked this nigga.
The thing is,
like, damn, what the fuck is that? Like, how y'all just do some evil shit like that?
You're being a hypocrite.
And then y'all come and tell a nigga right to his face, like, yeah.
It doesn't matter how I did it. We literally did the same thing. What's the problem? Now I'm evil, but we did the same fucking thing.
Oh, no, that's not. I didn't just come in the house like, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry you didn't leave with honesty.
That little shit.
The fuck? Because you're a liar. That's why. I can't just bear to walk around lying to you. You're
saying,
a liar. That's why.
I guess. Well, what they say, all is fair in love and war, huh?
Yep.
All is fair in love and war.
And if you know what I know, fuck the battles is about winning the war. Okay?
But shout out to the people that are willing to heal and move on and put themselves back out there. That takes a lot of courage. Trust me. There's a lot of people single right now because they can't put themselves back out there. They scared to get put. They got walls up. They got all this shit.
For sure.
You got to let it go. Move on. You're going to find somebody. Y'all going to find each other for sure.
For men or women to move on, do you think men heal? Do you think men actually take the time to heal?
Hell no.
Men just get back out there too. It's
like, nah, we get back out there with the hopes that somebody gonna heal us.
That's crazy.
How is that crazy?
Because why am I your healer? Like,
because women are natural nurturers.
Yeah, but nurture yourself
and healers.
Nurture yourself too.
So I find me a woman, hopefully a good one. And she healed me.
Yeah, but don't come bringing all your trauma and pain to me, nigga. Take your fucking baggage back to that train station.
Most healing women are stay single. They never get to keep the man. They get to heal him and then
they move on to the next one.
You did a good service.
Well, pay me, nigga. Okay?
You did a good service.
Pay me what I'm worth.
What do y'all think is like the... if... marriage is in the future, like, what do y'all feel like is like the best age, like, to get married?
I'm gonna say anytime. Like, age range. So I want to say for real,
is it an age or is it a,
they tell you to marry young, so I feel like I'm gonna say mid-30s up. I feel like that's the time. I feel like a lot of us people do get married young, but I also feel like when you get married, it's still like so much growing that you're doing. I don't think it's a problem to marry young, but I would say 30s. I'd say mid-30s to up, because you just are more mature. You're in your space. Like, you found yourself, kind of. You're coming into your own groove and learning, like, really figuring your shit out. And you kind of just in a healthier space with yourself. I think that's a good time frame for two people to come together and want to put what they had individually together.
Especially women. Women need to. I'm a firm believer. Women need to be with more than one person.
Agreed. For sure. Don't try. You know.
Otherwise, by the time y'all hit 20 years in, she's gonna be exploring other things because. She's never had that experience.
And you've had all those experiences.
Women marry young, say like their high school sweethearts. The high school sweetheart, he's been cheating.
And doing his own thing.
So he's experienced other things.
No,
even in college, I feel like men do more, experience more, they fucking more in college, and maybe you settle down. So you don't even, like, or right after, you don't really have a chance to explore more. I definitely think that women should explore their own bodies and their own sexuality more. I'm not telling you go here and fuck on everybody, but, you know, get you some dick.
That's the same thing.
Not gonna say grab every dick, but, you know, grab some dicks. Get you some dicks.
I can agree. Like, I feel like two people that are, well, hopefully by your 30s, mid-30s, you're settled into, like, life, kind of. You may not have, like, everything together, but for the most part, you should have most of your shit together. Mm-hmm. And then y'all can come and put shit together and help each other. Mm. And also, it's like, shit, these motherfucking, a lot of motherfuckers ain't got no parents and shit that can afford to pay for these weddings and shit. Yeah. So y'all have to put y'all money together. Y'all gonna have to do all, you know what I'm saying, all this shit. Like, nigga, those young motherfuckers, they got the money to put together.
Hell no.
They looking towards their parents. So, like, I get, like, I do feel like, yeah, like, you've lived life. And in your 30s, you're kind of coming into, like, your grown-up phase. Like, you're aging up past, like, your teens. Like, because I feel like your 20s is still kind of like your teens.
They're like an extension of teens. Yeah, like extension teens. You're like a grown teenager.
Still figuring shit out. Still finding yourself. You know, you still out here. You still in the streets. All that shit. I say like 30s. Yeah, like 30s and up. Shit, no matter. Shit, 30s and up. 40s, 50s, whatever. Like, even if it take you that long to get there, if that's what you want to do, do that shit.
I think that's my idea. Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about this shit, like, when you think about life, like, how we age, like, I was thinking, like, I feel like the way people age is, like, every decade.
I keep saying, I feel like we live our life in decades.
Do you guys feel like you have changed a lot since...
First meeting?
No, since like first getting married till right now.
For sure.
Of course, you guys have learned different lessons about each other and learned each other more. But I'm saying, like, individually, do you realize that you're totally different?
For sure.
Than you were when you first got married.
For sure, 100%.
I said that same nigga. Yeah, I said the same OG.
I'm for sure different.
But yeah, like, no, different. But I was thinking about, like, look wise. Like, if you think about it, like, your looks, like the way you look.
I've been sexy since sexy been sexy.
But nobody said nothing about you not sexy. What I'm saying is, in your 20s, you look like you in your 20s. In your 30s.
No, my 20s are like I was a teen. In my 30s are like I'm 20s.
All right, Jay-Z.
So, you know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like as far as, like, your look.
Yeah,
like,
you start to look a little older. Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's like my 30s.
You put on grown man weight.
I look like this. Now, my 40s, I'm probably going to look different.
How different?
I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, think about it. Like, your 20s, you look away. 30s, 40s, 50s. I feel like, yeah, like, every, like, decade, your look changes.
Okay.
Maybe subtly. Mm-hmm. But, like, it changes to where it's, like, visible. We're like, okay. I remember, yeah, like, that was when you...
Like how when kids lose their baby, like, face, then you lose
your... Yeah, like, you look at a picture, face. You can be like, I was in my 20s, or I was in my 30s. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at a picture and kind of just tell, like...
I don't, you know, honestly...
You've always looked the same.
Yeah, way. I really don't want to beep, beep, toot, toot my own horn, but I'm just saying, if you look at my 5-year-old picture sitting now, same youthful face.
Okay. But anyways...
Literally, like, nothing has changed.
I want you to say, you have put this on as a topic about women. Why do women have to be broken down to be heard?
Yes, you know, I didn't get all of the...
Why is that more desirable?
Monique and D.L. Hughley, but I heard her say that, and that really resonated with me.
It's a damsel in distress.
Yeah, she was saying, like, she had... She feels for Taraji, but 10 years prior to this, she said the exact same thing, but she said it with strength. She said, I didn't cry. I didn't shed a tear. I was forceful. I was a force with it. You know, like, this is what's happening. This is not right. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm going to stand up and tell you it's not right and this is what's happening. She said, I was naming people. They didn't like that I was doing that. My husband was standing strong by me. They had a problem with it. She was like, then 10 years later, Taraji comes out and she's on television, visibly broken by the same experiences, essentially. And now the world is like, oh my God, we've got to see what's happening to these black women. They're not being paid. But black women have been paying, like, complaining about pay discrepancy for forever. So, why is it that we have to always appear broken down to the world to be heard? Why do we have to be crying?
I think Monique was also saying that not just that you have to be broken down, but you have to be visually what somebody cares about.
She also said that
nobody
as well.
Give a fuck about no fat black bitch.
That's her words. That's what she said. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they're not mine. Yeah. I didn't say it. But it's like, that is true. I think both things are true. Like, I feel like the broken down thing and the look. Like, Monique comes off as somebody, and she said a lot in that interview. She's like, more so, it's like, her as the messenger wasn't the right
thing. Yeah, she was like, it wasn't the message, it was the messenger.
Yeah, it was the messenger. Which a lot of times it is, like, you can't say shit and also have this attitude of, I wouldn't say not arrogance, but just like of, you entitled to it. But you are entitled to feeling this. You, not saying that you are, but I think people don't like that.
People don't like that from black women, especially. I feel like, how dare you have the fucking right to try to tell me that what we're doing is wrong? How dare you have the right to try to speak up for yourself? We've already carved this lane out for you. We've given you space. We're giving you fucking money. It's more than you would have got. Why isn't this fucking good enough?
Because we're supposed to always be the strong black.
And we're supposed to take what's handed to us and not ask for more. No.
Yeah, y'all strong.
But the problem in that too, was she came across as strong. Nobody wants to see her as strong.
Okay, but
they
want to see you as
we need to be weak in order for us to be like, oh my God, she is going through something. Why does it have to be that way? Why do I have to be crying to be like, oh my God?
You have to allow your husband to think that some things you can't do on your own just to make him feel like a man. Because if you exert that you can do some of the stuff that he can do, then it becomes that. You trying to take away his manhood. Mm-hmm. You trying to emasculate him. I'm saying
you talking about daddy?
I'm talking, huh?
That's a terrible joke. That's awful.
No. Can I have a DL? He please kept calling me.
Yes, that's how she refers to her husband. That's daddy.
Yes.
I know. I'm just saying. But like, I just feel like some people just got to shut up. And I'm not talking about Monique. I'm just saying, like, period. Like,
my words is going.
Sometimes you just gotta shut up and put in the work. Like,
okay.
Like, granted, I get what they're saying. They being underpaid. They being all these things. But also, it's like, I'm sick of your millionaire tears. Like, you niggas is millionaires complaining about a job. Nigga, I gotta go to work. Tomorrow.
Right, but
I don't get paid the amount that I want to get paid. I don't got the working conditions that I want. I don't have any of these things. But nobody gives a fuck. No one, like literally no one gives a fuck.
I agree.
About what the fuck I got going on.
I do agree on millionaire sympathy, but I also feel like this statement here echoes beyond just that. Like, this is about, these are facts. These are statistics. Black women are paid less.
And you think black people at my job aren't paid less?
But this is my point. She's not just talking about her as an actress.
She is.
No.
She is.
If you listen to Monique's original gripe, she was talking about black women being devalued, undervalued, and being paid less in general. And she spoke about her own experiences. I cannot get mad. Taraji also spoke about her own experiences. How can I get mad at somebody for speaking about their own experience? Nigga, speak your broke ass up. I should speak my broke ass up. I also feel like this is my job. I'm not getting paid this and this and that. Like, it is true. It's true for black women around the board. I get what you're saying about the millionaire too, because I also want to get on that. Like, we sick of y'all coming and crying to us every time you're having a breakdown or an emotional moment. We don't want to fucking hear it. Pick up the phone a friend.
Yeah, like,
phone a friend, phone some family, find a friend, find a cousin, find an uncle, find somebody who give a fuck.
Call Kevin Hart, he giving out money. If you need some money,
what? Is he really?
Nah, Monique said Kevin Hart gave her a check.
Okay.
She said she gave it back with interest. She made it a point to say that.
But she gave it
back with interest.
That was kind.
But when they was going through some shit.
Kevin Hart, where my check at?
Kevin Hart. But then she said,
I will be at Heartburger waiting ghost. For my check.
But I feel like everybody, when Cat Williams came out swinging at everybody, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole Monique thing. I don't know if she was swinging at everybody. I know she swung at a lot of people, but pretty much the same people she's been swinging at.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah, Tyler, same.
Will Powerbacker. Mm-hmm.
But D.L. Hughley has really taken offense to something she said.
Oh, because they had beef before. They had beef from that stand-up
But I
show.
Guess in the on the interview which, with Club Shay Shay, she was saying, like, I guess when he was on, she was on his radio show. He wasn't there. Mm. They have a game called, that they play called Axit or some type of game. Mm-hmm. And they, I guess, they played the game and they kept insinuating, like, her husband was gay. Like, they were insinuating.
Oh.
But they never aired it because she took issue with it. She took issue
yeah,
with
I
it.
Yeah, I was an issue with that shit too. That's not funny.
And they didn't air that segment of the of her interview. Okay. D.L. Hughley was like, oh, okay, well, say less. If you know, you my sister. I
oh,
got
is that
you.
Where their lawyer got involved with that part or something like that?
So he like, how the fuck, like, why is you even speaking up? Like, this shit crazy. Like, but D.L. Hughley ain't letting that shit go. D.L. Hughley is
yeah, they got some. They got
like, they got some beef. But yeah, I feel what he's
their
saying.
Their beef came from that when they were doing that headliner show and they were both saying they were the headliners and some like, this is contractual, like, y'all need to figure out the contracts. Like, this is...
And the stuff she said about his daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it. That's what it was.
And you know what? She doubled down. I watched it and, you know, she was trying to defend what she was saying, but I also think that I wouldn't have doubled down. I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have doubled down on that. Like, oh, well, I wasn't... talking about, she said, I didn't say now that
they gonna double down.
Yeah, she said, I didn't say that you didn't protect your daughter from being sexually assaulted. You said that. Like, I was like, oh shit. And she, what did she say? Like, she said, and you said I was talking about your family and your wife. I wasn't talking about your wife when I said, how does it feel to like give head to like a cowardly man or something like that. She said, I wasn't talking about your wife. I was talking about you. Enough. Like, I get it, but enough. Yeah. I'm going to repeat that because if once you tell me that you're taking offense, just apologize to me. If your wife is offended, I apologize. And well, she did, but I don't need to explain it. I just apologize.
And that's why
maybe it was inappropriate.
And that's why I think it's hard for a lot of people to root for Monique is because, like, little stuff like that. Like, I'm not saying she wrong or she right. Like, some of the shit she right about, like, about the discrepancy and all that. But some of the shit is like, come on, like, why are you talking about this man's daughter, his wife, him, whatever it is. Like, I've never heard D.O. Hughley say anything about Monique. I mean, maybe I missed something.
He did. They had a beef. They had a beef.
But a beef. I ain't never heard nothing bad.
It was over. I told you it was over the comedy show they were doing. I get it.
But it's like, come on, black people. Like, I swear, like, I'm thinking about that shit. It's like, black people, like, I like that, like, a lot of people are getting money from this shit. Like, motherfuckers are making money from all these appearances, these interviews, and all this shit, the drama. But it's like, black people, is that all we got is fucking drama?
Is that all they want us for?
Yeah, it's like, that's all we got right now. It's like, just drama.
Club Shay Shay is like, yeah. Loving hip-hop.
Yeah, he said he didn't know Wendy Williams, and Wendy Williams never left.
Wendy Williams, God, he is Wendy.
But I'm not mad at Shannon Sharp because Shannon Sharp just doing interviews. What people come up there and say is what they say. Now, all that shit, when people said shit about Cat Williams when they was up on that show, it didn't gain traction because Cat Williams never came out and said anything about what they said. He went up there and was like, now let me go talk my shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all talking y'all shit. Let me go talk my shit. Mm-hmm. And now this is what we're doing. Now we're going to go on this platform and we're going to talk some shit. Mm. But I'm not mad at it, but I feel like black people, we got a whole bunch of other shit.
Let's do better.
Like, other than some drama. But I am mad at it. We everybody love a little drama when it ain't theirs.
Hello. speaking of drama, Candy Burris will not be returning to RHOA. If you know, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta for the next season. We'll see. It'll be interesting. I seen Kenya hint at, like, it would be fun. Maybe it would be fun to have Portia back because her and Portia always had, like, good tit for tats. But we're gonna see. This means they're gonna be shaking up the cast because Candy's been there for what, like 14 seasons. So, you know, shout out to her for getting her bags elsewhere as well. Interesting to see where they're gonna go.
Yeah.
With no Nene.
Who knows? Oh, but let's get about some music. So we all know today you guys are listening to Super Bowl Sunday. Usher's performing at halftime. His album just came out.
Oh.
Let's talk about the album first. We didn't really, I didn't get to listen to the full thing.
I don't know if I want to talk about it, to be honest.
What do you mean?
Because my mom told me, if you don't have nice things to say, don't say anything at all.
Did you give it a good listen?
We listened to, I think we got maybe
halfway through, yeah.
I listened to the whole thing, but I feel like it's something I gotta listen to maybe two or three times to figure it out.
I feel like Usher could have, like, he's on his Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he on his stadium.
He's on his Taylor Swift with this.
this is stadium music, like,
this is
international, like, I want to be able to tour around the world.
This is Kevin Hart's now tours. Like, this is how he tours. Like, this is not for us. I can say that.
Usher.
It's not R&B.
It's not for us. I'm gonna get you, Usher, because you like you too fucking talented to do this shit. But I get, like, I know it's business. It's business. You gotta appeal to the masses. You're doing the Super Bowl halftime show. It's way more than black people in the world. So you gotta do some shit with your music, and you're going on a tour.
But
I'm pretty sure a world tour. But
also, what we do know is that people love you, and I get you trying to, like, reach other bounds, but people, maybe you can reach other people by also just doing you too, like, but I don't know, maybe not, maybe I don't know, maybe I don't know what I think I know, I don't know, but, you know.
That's true, we're gonna get
but,
you.
But, his halftime show is going to be the longest, I want to say, to date. I think it's 2 minutes longer than usual. It's 15.
Woo! He got two entire whole 15 extra minutes.
And you know what they're saying is that it's really a tight time frame. Like, I remember when Jennifer Lopez was complaining, because she was saying, like, when she would not complain,
15 minutes to do saying, your all not all your hits, but to just do a set, a 15 minute set. You know how quick that is? Like, for
that's a lot.
Songs are like 3, 4, 5 minutes.
And so we know certain special guests. We know they've seen these people practicing, so they know that they're going to be there. Alicia Keys. So we're going to get a My Boo, possibly, or for sure. And then Lil Jon and Luda. So we know we're for sure going to get a So I'm excited about that. I think he's going to bring out all his hits. He's going to give us, like, a short snippet of each hit. We'll see. I'm excited. I want to see Usher for halftime. You know, his show was amazing. I know the man's a performer. I know he's going to put on
Is he
going to
skate? Nigga, put on the skates.
He don't have that much time.
Why he don't? Then we went to the show, the Usher show. That nigga did that skate shit and
yeah, but he had to go to the back and change and stuff. I don't think
he did that really fast.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Really, I think he should say that for Vegas. He's gonna be doing a world tour as well, and just give us a little snippet. So I think it's gonna be amazing.
But the album, come on, man! I'm still sick about the album, man. Like, Usher, I was like, if anybody could save us, Usher will save us. Usher will come and heal the world.
What?
Yes.
How is he gonna heal the world?
With beautiful music, just something like that just touches your soul. And I just didn't get that from this album, so I'm, like, a little upset. But, you know, I'm gonna let it rock, because it might not just be for me.
Right.
Maybe it's for somebody else, but that's all. It's all fine and dandy.
We still on music. Kanye just dropped. Yay!
Kanye dropped. And so, Ty Dolla $ign.
Right.
Don't forget. Yo, it's Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign.
I apologize.
Vultures.
Yes.
You hang and, with the Vultures.
Kanye is essentially Kanye versus, is our beef, Kanye versus Donna Summers. And Kanye versus Ozzy Osbourne.
Let's go.
So I guess, well, not I guess, he did. He sampled a 1983 live performance of War Pig, and Ozzy is upset. Ozzy put out this whole statement about it. Let me pull it up now. Basically saying, like, I
don't give a fuck.
And they're coming with this, basically, like,
he
anti-Semitic, and we're not standing
for that.
Ain't
this nigga like a pedophile or something?
Allegedly, I don't know about that. I know
he did some ill
he
shit.
He cheated.
He did some ill. Woman abuser. He's something.
He did what? Oh yeah. The bats. He would eat bats.
Whatever he
face.
Is, he shouldn't be saying shit to Kanye West.
Okay, so he put at Kanye, asked permission to sample.
No, he put at Kane West.
Whatever. Asked permission to sample.
Kanye didn't get the message, nigga.
Of a 1983 live performance of War Pig from the U.S. Festival without vocals, and was refused permission because he is an anti-Semite and has caused untold heartache to many. He went ahead and used the sample anyway at his album listening party last night. I want no association with this man.
God bless you.
And then Kanye did respond, and he was saying, like, I guess he forgot that he's a fan. And they show where, let me see what Kanye said. He said he obviously has a celebrity handler who's on his account, because Ozzy and Sharon recently, I want to say this year, it has to be this year, dressed up as fucking Kanye and Bianca Censori for Halloween. So you can't be that fucking offended by my anti-Semitic comments because Sharon Osbourne said Happy Halloween. Like, get people, the fuck out of here.
People dress up as...
Exactly.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
If you don't like me and you're saying I'm an anti-Semite,
people dress up this Halloween. People dress up as all
yeah,
type of
yeah,
shit.
But why would you? But you say
that don't mean I gotta like your
no,
ass.
You want no association with me. Why would you dress up as me at all?
That's fine.
Even if it's a joke,
that's fine. Everybody won. It's Kanye West, so everybody won't put their name out
and,
there.
Exactly. And then Donna Summers is upset because he asked the Semper, "I feel love." You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I feel love. So he said they refuse. So Kanye, clever as ever, had the song re-recorded. They changed the beat slightly so it sounds similar, and then had them, instead of saying "I feel love," she's saying something else, and they used that sample on the record. Okay. So she's saying that he still stole the record, and they're trying to essentially sue for using it without permission. So we'll see where that goes. Kanye and Ty, we'll see.
So Jay-Z was a little late to the party.
Oh,
and defended Beyonce, but he finally stepped up to the plate.
Isn't that the first time he said it?
Kanye West was the first.
No, but he said, they're very upset with Jay-Z. I seen this little white podcasters, I don't know what it's called, like spilled tea or something like that. These white ladies were very upset. Like, you know, I just think that, like, he ruined the whole moment in the evening by even.
He ruined his moment?
That's first of all, it's his fucking moment. It's his moment. Bitch, how you gonna say he ruined the whole fucking, I just feel like he just ruined it. Like, it was just nasty to me. He was saying, like you're trying to point out that she hasn't gotten, like, an album of the year. While also saying she's the most decorated winner and everything. She has more awards than everybody. And you guys are complaining about her not getting this award. It just ruins the moment. It's just so selfish. And it's just so thoughtless. And it's like, is it that?
But it is. It's one of those things where it's like, Jay-Z is just sticking up for black people. Like, people thought
and it was just fucking white.
You know, people thought it was just more so just about Beyonce. Like, not just about black creators who are putting, you know, black artists, excuse me.
This is not the first time we heard him gripe about the Grammys.
Yeah, like, I mean, they had a whole boycott.
That's what I'm saying. This is not the first time we heard them gripe about the Grammys, so.
But it's like, people just hate Jay-Z. When you get that much money, people are going to hate. I still don't know why people don't hate Beyonce, because Beyonce said, got just as much
money. They do hate her, too.
People don't hate Beyonce. No,
they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again.
People do not hate Beyonce way they hate Jay-Z.
Or Batman, you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. It just, people love you, and then they don't. We've seen too much of you. I think a lot of people are mad at fucking Patrick Mahomes. They don't want to see him in the Super Bowl no more, because we've seen it too many times. Like,
But Beyonce,
like,
I feel like, is above that.
It's like short
Beyonce
lived.
Is above that.
Like, I don't think
Beyonce,
so.
She's been successful for her whole fucking
but
career.
But people fucking hate Beyonce. People, listen.
Show me a person.
Dylan, there are lots of people who are still like, she wasn't even the best singer, but Destiny's Child, you understand how she could be this big. Like, Michelle's voice is way better. Kelly's voice is still way better. Like, she gets a lot of that still. So, yeah.
Yeah, but think not the same. Dylan, like, it's not the same.
This
like,
what
people,
I'm saying.
People hate Jay-Z just because he got fucking money.
People hate her just because she's a fucking black woman. Seriously, you know,
yeah,
like, if
yeah,
you're
gonna, we know, we know
if you
that.
Better listen to her. What I'm saying is, she always is like, you know, like, she pushes to do these things and all this stuff because she's always trying to prove herself. And you would think, like, who are you trying to prove yourself to? All her fucking naysayers. Like, if she's trying to prove something to somebody, then obviously there's people that are on the opposite.
Yeah, but what I'm
side.
Saying is, like, they call Jay-Z ugly and all type of shit. Like, Beyonce don't get the same hate that Jay-Z gets. That's
why would anybody ever call her ugly?
She may not be attracted to somebody. You
okay, but that's not the general consensus.
You never know. Oh, my goodness. I know this didn't happen at the Grammys, but this, I swear, I saw this video. Saw this video, and I was like, I didn't even pay attention to it. I just saw a video with Mariah Carey and Stevie Wonder, and they were just like, oh, look at Mariah Carey and Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even see the comedy in this shit. All I saw, I fast moved. You know how you just like go past the video.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this, because this happened at what award show was this? Was
I don't
it
know.
The Essence or?
Why would I know?
It was something. So, the video is showing it's Stevie Wonder and Mariah Carey. I think Mariah Carey's getting an award, or she making a speech. That's all I know. Mariah Carey about to make a speech. Stevie Wonder is up there. He got like his piano. They got a mic by his piano.
It just does what happened. And then you've seen the video. It's going viral.
Yeah. And Stevie Wonder grabs his mic and he tried to hand it to Mariah Carey. But Mariah Carey is already walking to the mic. She already walked past the nigga. But Stevie Wonder is like, with a whole smile on his face, like.
He was not smiling.
Look at the video. That nigga smiled like, to the point like, you ever seen in videos where.
Hey, why are you closing your eyes? He's blind and he wears sunglasses. You have no fucking clue if his eyes are closed or not. Who are you closing your eyes
for? Have you ever seen in videos where Kanye West be smiling and he goes straight back to like a resting face?
That is not how he looks.
He did not have that kind of smile.
No, he did not. Someone did come out to let him know.
Now, listen. I heard all these stories about how Stevie Wonder ain't blind. The nigga was driving. He was doing all this. I've heard all these stories. I love them. Beautiful stories. But that nigga is blind. I'm sorry.
That or right he just puts on a good show.
Is Stevie Wonder trolling us?
He's an entertainer.
That's the question. Is Stevie Wonder trolling us? We need to know. But that video right there made me lean a little bit to the other side that he ain't trolling us. We'll never know.
I did have a serious thing I want to ask based on the Jay-Z Grammy speech. What will it take for black women to hear black men? I want to start there. Like, you know how you have to like trying to talk about your feelings and how you feel. Like, even like he's like, I'm nervous. He had to like hold his daughter's hand. Like, sometimes we see you like that and we like, that nigga acting like that. Like, you know, like we don't really take into consideration the feelings of a man and that it can really be just like ours. The nervousness, the sadness. What do you think that we should do? First,
y'all need to acknowledge that niggas have feelings too.
Okay.
And a thug has feelings too. First, that's the first thing. Because y'all swear, like, and I get, like, why y'all don't believe niggas have feelings because we walk around
like you don't have
every
feelings.
Day like we don't have feelings. But we have feelings. We just don't. We haven't been taught, or it's not a natural thing for us to deal with our emotions and feelings like women. So I get why y'all don't when we come to y'all. But also, just make it just listen. I think that's the first part. Like, y'all don't listen. Like, y'all think everything is an attack on y'all character. Like, so if I say, hey, I'm feeling the way, you feel like you made me feel like this.
Sometimes you're saying that I did.
Okay, maybe you did. But be okay with that. Just listen.
Okay.
Like, instead of saying, oh, this and that, and oh, I did this, and I did that, this was why. Just fucking listen. Sometimes we just want to vent. Like, y'all, like, literally, all y'all have to do is take yourself into account. What do y'all want when y'all want to be heard?
I want you to listen.
Sometimes y'all don't want us to say shit.
I want you to listen.
Yeah. Just want us to listen. Just listen. And niggas just want y'all to apologize.
Okay. All right, so.
That's it. I know a lot of niggas have never heard an apology in their
life. From a woman. How do men want you want to hear an apology? Like, can we get a, like, is it okay? Like, does it have to come immediately? Can I take some time? Like, how do you, like, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe if you guys explain how we should do it, we'd be better at, like, trying to do it.
Why? Y'all got feelings. Y'all know how y'all want the shit.
Yeah, but it's different.
Why is it different?
We're trying to really come to a meeting of the minds. If you can, instead of...
Yeah, but you're asking men who really still trying to figure this shit out.
Because it's something that you want. So I'm asking you.
No, it's something that we all want. We all want. Y'all want it, we want it.
But you guys are complaining about it. You're complaining about women not apologizing. So how would you like it? Like, should it be immediate? Should it be later? Is it okay if it's later?
Just whatever it is, just make sure it's genuine and sincere.
Okay.
And accountability. Just account that.
If I'm apologizing, I'm being accountable. Like, that's redundant.
Is it?
It's redundant. Yeah.
I feel like you're only accountable if you're genuine and sincere in your apology.
But my point is, you just said that. So why don't you need to also?
Okay, because that? We need to let that be known. That so take some fucking account that. Sometimes y'all could fuck up too.
Right. But I just think it's one of the same. If I'm apologizing, then that means I understand that I did something to hurt you or to bother you, and I'm being accountable for that by apologizing. It's one of the same.
Yeah, but y'all apologies come with like a but.
It's still
I apologize, but I was feeling like that too.
But that doesn't mean I'm also not being accountable, because I'm still being accountable for how I made you feel.
That's not accountable, because why are we talking about you now?
Oh, we can only talk about you, because when I discuss my feelings, it's okay for you to also say how you
feel. No, it's not. Y'all got a fucking monopoly on feelings.
Okay.
Y'all own the shit. Like, you seen a monopoly board? Like, niggas is... I don't know what street a nigga drive on.
I'll tell y'all, you what.
If nigga drive on this, oh, y'all got this street too?
When my nigga got feelings, I'ma send him to jail. I'ma send you to jail.
Yeah, then soon they got a feeling. They don't even have it here. You got a feeling? Like, what?
Yeah, I'm going to send you to jail.
This shit is crazy.
Roll 3 times and you can get out and talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the first thing y'all got to do. Y'all got to let the monopoly on feelings go. Like, it got to be, y'all got to just let it go. Y'all ain't the only ones with the shits.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a whole world out here.
I'm trying that new listening thing right now.
They can keep that shit, but they just got to understand. Can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Nigga with bottling up them feelings and going inside your fucking head and shit like that. Understand, because he don't have no.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, okay, I want you to find some sort of outlet. I'm going to let you out of jail. Okay, so.
Think about, like, for black men, it's really no. Not said there's no, but. There's not a lot of safe spaces for us to go.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, in the world, yes.
Why does the world hate to hear, like, the genuine feelings and plight of a black man? Like, how those white women were very upset about Jay-Z saying how he felt. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, what?
It's shit, nigga, we black. I mean, really, honestly, that's what it boils down to. I know if people be kind of making
more. You niggas ought to just be goddamn happy you won.
Yeah, yeah. Just be okay with it.
I ain't shackled, is you? What the fuck?
But, nah, just women, honestly, your man come through that door, just hug him. Just tell him you love him, you appreciate him. That shit go a long way. Trust me. Y'all know what shit that men deal with that never discuss. Like, niggas will never say nothing.
Yeah.
Y'all don't. So just hug that man, tell him you love him, you appreciate him. You proud of them. You know what I'm saying? And something else, you know, y'all can do something else too, but hey.
Yeah. Let's help, we need to help to heal black men and black women, and then hopefully we'll be able to come together better. Like, we just need to help to heal each other, for real, for real. So we have, Lamar Jackson, 2-time MVP.
Shout out Lamar. Needed you to win that Super Bowl, but. Maybe next year.
Monica is going to be on the Pink Friday tour with Nicki. I'm interested to see how that kind of meshes different music styles, different music. So,
Monica with who?
Nicki Minaj.
Monica with Nicki Minaj. I mean, I can see it.
Yeah, but Monica is like R&B. Yeah, R&B. Sometimes slow ballads and shit.
Yeah, and Nicki Minaj is R&B as well, too.
No, she doesn't.
She does do R&B as
no.
well.
No,
she raps and she sings.
No, yeah, but her songs aren't what she sings on.
So what do we call that?
If you can let me finish, the songs that she sings on aren't R&B. They're poppy. They're more pop. That's why I said it's gonna be interesting to see this kind of come together. Like starships
I mean,
are made to fly.
Shit, Ari Lennox was just on tour with Rod Wave, so
right, and she had a bad, and she was talking about
those are two different ends of the spectrum.
Almost feel the same about this, so this will be pretty interesting to see. The Kobe Bryant statue. Oh, the number
Kobe
8
Bean.
Is the one we've seen. There's 2 more to come, so shout out to Kobe.
They did the pose from when he walked off the 81-point game.
He had that one other thing right here.
When he just did all these niggas dirty.
So, yeah, dope. But
that Kobe Bryant statue, I will say.
You hate the fro. You want the fro to be there.
No. The fro wasn't there.
I know you were.
I want to say, I don't remember exactly, but I think that was maybe the last year he was at 8. I think. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I believe so. Don't quote me. I'm a Laker. I'm a real Laker fan, but I don't remember. But shout out to the Lakers. Shout out to Kobe. And their family and everybody else that lost their lives in that tragic helicopter crash.
Right. I want to go for the Grammys, but I didn't look at none of their looks, so I'm done with that.
Yeah, I've seen a few good tuxedos. I ain't see a lot of dresses, but
Travis Kelce says he can't take credit for the fade.
He can't. Now, if he did, he'd be catching fades.
So, are black men happy that he came out and said this?
No, we don't give a shit that he said it. We know the truth.
Okay.
We know the truth. He know the truth.
I want to say, because you know last week you said I didn't stand with black men, so.
You don't stand with black men.
Okay.
But be clear. But Snoop and Dre got a new drink coming out.
Gin and juice.
Gin and juice. So, it's like the little spritzers. They got different flavors and shit. Shout out to them. I feel like everybody now, all these celebrities are turning into what do you call that shit? Like entrepreneurs, but like a marketplace. Like you selling everything.
Yeah.
Like, man, I'm selling t-shirts. I'm selling liquor. I'm selling couches. Walmart. Like selling rugs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's like our faces on a lot of things. I don't know if we really owning these things or our faces on it, but it is a lot of. Like merchandising.
Happening here. Yeah, a lot of merch. Like you turn everything into merch.
Yeah. Snoop and Master P, I didn't even know they had cereal. This is a part of the lawsuit. They had cereal. They're actually suing Walmart and Post Consumer Brand. Everybody knows Post cereals. Because they're saying that they actually kind of worked in conjunction to limit their sales by like not putting your things on the shelf, it wasn't available.
We leaving y'all shit in the back room, nigga.
Right, and so
that
this
shit
is
ain't hitting the shelf
for Snoop cereal.
You ain't getting no end caps, no displays.
And I've seen this for.
We got a witness.
Oh yeah, see.
I have Walmart. And they will park your shit in that back room.
And it won't come out.
I done seen shit from last Cinco de Mayo sitting up on some shelves and shit.
That's crazy.
They will park your shit on, you know, if it ain't no priority.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say the individual stores are doing it, but in terms of their priority, what they supposed to push out is that, you know, the daily workers, if they don't have that on their list.
They're not doing that.
Yeah.
So that's something higher up. It's not like the individual store.
Yeah, actually, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Is that this is
like we don't know what to do with
it. It's a concerted effort.
It's a collusion towards trying to get them about it.
At a higher up.
Yes, that's what they're saying. Right, yeah. So they're saying that's why they're saying it's Post too. Like Post is essentially, I don't know if they're trying to say like they're bribing Walmart to not put
Post
stuff out.
Man, you on our block.
There's a lot of that space that when you go in those stores. The bigger brands, that's paid for.
Yeah, that's paid.
Like they're paying these people
to keep this up on the shelf.
Certain middle aisle, middle row, and
you know. So if Snoop has been paid for space,
we want to be in the space we paid for.
He's not paid for that.
Yeah,
and this is under. I don't know if it's. I assume it's distributed by or merchandised by Brodus Foods.
Yeah, that's so Snoop Dogg's last name.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But they together. Master P and Snoop Dogg created Snoop. So Master P created the brand, and then Snoop came along and they put it together, and now they're working together. Shout out to them two black men getting to it, man. That's a lane that black people ain't in that we need to be in. But also,
they doing chips and shit.
I'll leave that for another day. But
get this shit out there.
What else we got? I think we might have hit that. Oh, do you want to talk about it? Iggy and Playboi Carti.
Oh my fucking
god!
Who would have thought better? I don't know if you've seen it, but Playboi Carti is out here.
What do women call those things?
With a red thong back.
Huh? What do women call those things that he had on?
A thong.
That's a thong. They got the buttons on it.
Oh, sorry. It was a bodysuit. He was actually wearing a bodysuit.
I hate bodysuit.
But he had it unsnapped.
No, this is what I mean. I hate the women that wear bodysuits and leave it unsnapped hanging out. Like, if I see it on the outside of your pants, or like, you just look like a mutt. Like,
a mutt?
Yeah, that shit looks like you just look nasty and disgusting.
That? It's a video.
Like, that is like really a pet peeve. Like, I hate if I see a woman with that shit unconnected and it's hanging out, that shit like made me throw up.
You can see this viral video on Instagram right now. It's a white couple, but the lady's telling her husband, she was like, "Hun, can you?" She's like, "I went to Target and I was feeling so fucking good. She's like, I feel like I put on this cute outfit and I was just feeling really, like, really confident about myself. I'm walking around." She was like, "Then I come home and my husband tells me this." She didn't know that she was unsnapped. So her shit was hanging out in the back of her little tail.
Like that.
And she said that was truly embarrassing because she didn't know.
That shit nasty.
I don't really wear a lot of bodysuits, so.
It just reminds me of, like, a baby, like, getting changed. Like, that shit's just nasty. Like, I just feel like you just took a shit. I don't know. It's just, that's nasty. That's nasty.
So, gonna get to one quick one. I'll do one. Yeah, let's do one. I'm gonna do coffee shop wedding.
Let's go.
For a minute. So.
Starbucks?
It's a coffee shop. It's not a Starbucks, but it's a coffee shop. It could be a Starbucks, actually. They're very, no, I think it's not a Starbucks, but this coffee shop is very upset. It's like a little smaller one, but a boutique one. And they're saying that this couple just pulled up and had a fucking wedding at their location without asking.
I like it.
They came in, they rushed in, and they were black and Hispanic, about 20 to 30 people. And when they came in, they just came in with cameras, like people like recording the event, and they just started, they had somebody come in and start doing the nuptials right there.
I like it. I like that.
So the people said they were mad because they actually like blocked the entrances with their cars. They weren't letting people come in and out like that. And they start treating the staff like their personal concierge. You're having them take coats and purses and personal items. You hold this, keep this up, keep the coats somewhere. So he said they were there for 20 minutes. They caused an obstruction. The bride, and they're saying they were upset because.
Take that coffee bean.
They actually charge a fee of $500.
You can actually get married.
It's very small, but there's they have like if you want to have a conference here, you know, whatever you want to close it out
like
for
a meeting or
they say, they do open it up for weddings as well, but it's $500 and they're very expensive. People didn't.
That's it.
Yeah, they didn't offer. They didn't.
I think did a dine and dash on $500.
Yeah. And the bride after said when they hit her up, she offered $200 and that was not enough because their fee is $500, and so they did not end that fight amicably.
I like that. I like that idea of like jumping out and like having a wedding. Like I would definitely want to do that shit at like the beach or something.
Yeah.
Like just jump. Like what can you do?
I
don't
want to do that.
By the time we finish, by the time y'all come and try to shut this down.
Yeah, I just don't think that would be fun.
Why not?
I feel like just trying to rush and be like, oh, can we get? And I just.
You don't have to rush. Look, you go set everything up, chairs and all that. And then you just...
I want to be comfortable in this space. So I won't do that.
Oh, my goodness. You're not having no fucking fun.
I know.
All right. And take us out.
Fuck my fun. All right. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us right now. We appreciate that. NRG.
NRG. We out. Peace.